Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Lamed. Megillah Daf Lamed. We are a little bit behind. You know, some of it was by design, but we actually fell behind further than I planned. Let's pick it up from. We already read the Mishnah on Chav Tesim, and off the bottom we discussed the different sage of the Dal Parshas. So in the Gemara we wrote Machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to what exactly is Parshas Shkolim. Is Parshas Shkolim the laning that we do, which is Kisisa, which is references to Shkolim itself, that's what Shmuel learns, and that's how we ultimately paskin. But what Rav learns is actually the laning we do on Rosh Chodesh, is Karban Lachmi, the Karban Tamid, that's the laning that we do. So we're in the middle of being Rias back and forth in that shiloh of my Parsha Shkolim. Let's jump into Chav Tes Ambez, about 7-8 lines into the where the lines get wide. Let's pick it up from Bishlam Alamad Damar Kisisa. Bishlam Alamad Damar Kisisa. Actually, it's four lines into the wide lines. Let's start from there. From the no, sorry.
Shani, up a few lines where you want to start.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
A few lines from where you want to start, Shani.
We got a little further than that. Okay, yeah. We'll start from. So let's start Bishlam Alamad Damar Kisisa. About, no, no, like we originally said, let's start 10 lines into the wide lines. End of the line is Bishlam Alamad Damar Kisisa. The first word of the line is Kisisa. Bishlam Alamad Damar Kisisa. How did the meaning, like Shmuel that says, we lane Shkolim as Pash Kisisa. How did the Shani? Hi, Rish Chedish, Mashar Rish Chedashim. That's why Rish Chedish, let's say the Rish Chedish Adar falls out on Shabbos. So we're going to have a difference between this Rosh Chodesh and other Rosh Chodeshim because we're laning not just Karban and Lach, which you always laning Rosh Chodesh, you're laning Parsha Shkolim, which is Kisisa, according to Shmuel. Elamad of Tavis Bnei Yisrael's Karban and Lachmi, according to Rav, that you lane for Shkolim Tavis Bnei Yisrael's Karban and Lachmi, which is what you lane in every Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what's unique about Shabbos Shkolim when it falls out on Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh? I should say Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. My Shani, what's going to be unique about Parsha Shkolim? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Shani is a big difference. This is how we divide Aliyahs. It'll be nafkin as follows. Either Rosh Chodeshim, Karashita, Be'yad Yema. On a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you would lane six Aliyahs from the Parshas of Shavua, V'chad Rosh Chodesh, and you then lane one Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu Idna, Kulu Rosh Chodesh. But now you're going to lane all Rosh Chodesh, meaning because you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shkolim. We don't do this b'chlal. This goes with the opinion. We have machlekes later in the Gemara. I think it's Rami Vasi. Whether when we talk about the Dal Parshas, whether we drop the Parsha Shavua and supplement it instead, not supplement it, we switch it out for the Dal Parshas. This goes with that opinion. So now that you have Parsha Shkolim, which is also Rosh Chodesh, you're going to completely lose the Parsha Shavua, and you're going to read only the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, "Honey, if Lamad Damer say the Parshas Uchayzer, that's not a good according to Lamad Damer we just made the reference in the Machlokes Rabbi and Rasi. That when it says the Mishnah, you go back to say the Parshas, it means you go back to the regular order Parshas which you had put on hold. We actually put on hold the save of the regular Parshas of Shavua. So it's not a good answer. Lamad Damer say the Haftaris Uchayzer, according to the opinion that we go back to the Seder of the Haftaris Uparshas of Diyamik Arinan. We go back to the Seder of Haftaris, meaning you always are reading the regular Parshas of Shavua. The only thing you switched was that the last, the Dal Parshas is Maftir. That's all you're doing. So you're switching the Maftir and the Haftaris that you did uniquely for the four Parshas. Afterwards, you go back to the regular Maftir and the regular Haftarah of the regular Parshas Shavua. But the Parshas Shavua, you never stop doing. According to Rabbi Adam, you still back to Kasha. My Shani, even Parshas Shkolim, Rish Chedesh, even according to Rav, you're still laning Parsha Shavua, and then you're laning the same thing for Shkolim, so he's laning for Shkolim. What's going to make it unique about Parsha Shkolim? Says Mashani, it's still different. On a regular Shkolim, we lane the Shabbos, we lane six people with the regular Shabbos portion, B'chad Kari, B'Dresh Chedesh, and then the one Aliyah is the Aliyah of Shkolim, V'ilu Ha'idna. By the way, I think before I said this, what we do, I don't think we do that. We first lane the regular seven Aliyahs, and then we make the Maftir Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, right? Maftir, we do Rosh Chodesh. We don't do the Gemara, suggesting you do six Aliyahs, and the seventh is Rosh Chodesh. Kibbutz, so the Mechlekes said earlier in the Masechta, whether the seventh Aliyah, whether the Maftir is part of the set count of seven or not. This Gemara holds the Maftir is part of the count of seven. This Gemara holds Maftir is not part of the count of seven. It can't be part of the count, and therefore we dafkon do Rosh Chodesh as the seventh Aliyah, not as the Maftir. Okay, but the point is, on a regular Shabbat, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, what we do, six Aliyahs from the Parsha, the seventh Aliyah of Rosh Chodesh, that would be normal. V'ilu Idna, but when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, Karut Lasa B'yan Yami, you do three, interesting split. Three would be Parashat Shavua. V'arba Karut Rosh Chodesh, and you do four Aliyahs of Reish Chodesh. Okay, that's the Gemara saying that would be the way to discern, to make a difference on Parsha Shkolim, which falls out on Reish Chodesh Adar, on Shabbos, how we able to make it unique from the regular Shabbos Reish Chodesh laning that you would have according to Rav. According to Shmuel, the whole problem never starts because it's three different separate lanings. It's Parsha Shavua, this Parsha Shkolim, which is Kisisa, and then, of course, there's the Reish Chodesh, which is Pinchas, Kabri Lachmi. That's actually, we don't even lane that part. Ironically enough, just a side point. When we have lane on Shabbos, when we have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, we start from Uviyam HaShabbos, right? When we lane Rosh Chodesh during the week, we start from Karbani Lachmi, we move to Uviyam HaShabbos, two Pesukim HaShabbos, and then we have the five Pesukim we just quoted the other day of Uvrash HaShechem. That's what we do during the week. On Shabbos, we skip the first part of Karbani Lachmi, we go straight to Uviyam HaShabbos. Okay, says Mar Meisvei, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkolis HaShabbos. Another question against Rav. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Kaimim Parash Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. We read Parshas Shkolim, Umaftir B'yad HaKoyin. We read Parshas Shkolim, and the Maftir is Yad HaKoyin. So, Bishnah L'madam HaKisisa, Hadam Maftir B'yad HaKoyin. According to Shmuel, which is what we do, so we understand, we link Kisisa, and the Maftir of Yad HaKoyin makes sense to Damila, because it connects, the counting over there connects to the Chziv, B'kesef Nefesh, Arkay, it connects to the laning that we did in Kisisa. L'madam HaKisisa, Lachmet, that refers to the din of the Karban Tamid, as Karban Lachmi, me Dami, what check is the Pesukim in Yehuda as Aftaira to be the Maftaira for the Maftir, for the laning of Shkolim, which is Karban Lachmi. Dami, the Mer says, if I that's similar, Kitab Tavi, it's similar, we have Tavi in the beginning of this Gemara, Rav Tavi explained the whole idea of reading, of doing Machsa Shekel by Rosh Chodesh Adar, is in order that the new the Karbanis, Tamid that come from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on, come from the Shuma Chadasha, from the new monies, so anything you talk about the Tamid is directly related to talking about the Kabbalas, is directly related to talking about the new monies, the new counts, and therefore connect to the Haftarah in Yayada. Meisvei, another Kasha against Rav. Cholias, noticing a trend that most of the Kashas here are Kashas of Rav and Raya Shmuel, which is again how we ultimately paskin, we lane Shkolim, of course, Kisisa. Meisvei, Cholias for Parshat Smukala, if the scheduled reading of Shkolim fell out on the Shabbos, which is next to the reading of Shkolim, which does happen, it's, we spoke out of that it could be close, not mamash the same week, we never have it the same week, but it could be close, where essentially we're around the parshas of Kisisa, right next to the parsha of Shkolim. So what do we do? Whether it's before the Shabbos, preceding the Shabbos, after, so basically what it sounds like is, whether it's the Sava, right, Kisisa is the Shkolim, whether it's the Sava, whether it's the Yakel, Karina is Sava Kefina, so we read it, and we repeat it, So now, according to Shmuel, that we're talking about Kisisa, that's talking the time of year. Kisisa comes out around the time of Tetzava, around the time of Yaakov, so it makes sense that it could be the parsha that you read that week was Tetzava, and then you're going to have right afterwards Kisisa is the next parsha. So you read it and you repeat it. That's when it's the end of this conversation. Eloman Amar Tzavas Karbani, but according to Rav, that the laning is in Pinchas in Bamidbar. Does it ever fall out around that time of year that we have the parsha of Pinchas around the time of Purim? Doesn't make sense. And the Gemara says it does. And we had this in the past that in Eretz Yisrael they used to actually finish the Torah once every 3 years. They didn't make a siyum. They didn't have Simchas Torah every year. They didn't have a siyum every year on the Torah. They used to finish the Torah once every 3 years. According to that cycle in Eretz Yisrael, it could come out that around Purim time would be the same time that you have the laning of Pinchas. Tanik of us Shmuel, we have a price that backs up Shmuel, Mashkosh, Ad Shkolis, Shabbos, Kairin Kisisa, it's black and white, Maftim Biyad Kayin. We have a price that says that when Mashkosh, Ad the Fools on Shabbos, we read Pashuk Sisa, we read, of course, the Shkolim in Pashuk Sisa, which is what we do, and we're Maftir in Yad Kayin. There is a fascinating, we forgot to mention yesterday, really relevant today as much, that Pnei Yeshua, the yes, there's a kasha, we've worked this type of question many times in the past. The Gabi Kirbanas, the Gabi Tzvillim, we asked this type of question. How did it ever come into Machlokes what we do? Weren't we doing this consistently? Look what your father did. Look what your grandfather did. Well, why are we busy? What do they lay for Parsha Shkolim? Why is it such a kasha? What were they doing until now? Again, by Tzvillim, let's say the answer is that it was covered, it was inside the boxes, they didn't open it, listen, the kasha is always stronger than the answer. We give the answers. Galus, Tzar of Galus. But over here, Pesha wants to say big chiddush. Pesha wants to say big chiddush. You have to see how it fits into Gemara. We're not going to plug into Gemara because it's not so simple. But his chiddush is like this: that Enochanami on a normal year was never a question. On a normal year, they always link Kisisa. Like Shmuel, Rav agrees. Rav also agrees. On a regular year, what is Shkolim? Kisisa. The Shailua specifically on a year where Rosh Chodesh fell on a Shabbos. and you're already laning Karbi Lachmi, the Parsha Tamid anyway, so the Shaila is, does that laning work for Shkalim as well? Since it relates to Karbi Tamid, which connects the Karbi to Shkalim, so Rav was suggesting that in such a year, when Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Davka in such a year, because Rav is suggesting, it's funny because the Gemara is goofy asking what's going to be special about the year. The Gemara's questions almost came from an opposite direction. But Rav is suggesting, Dafka in that year, do you have, let's double dip, so to speak, and let this same laning that works for Shkodesh, let it work for Shkalim as well. How you divvy up Dalias, how you do it, separate question. That's more we had before. But the point is, Dafka there, Rav said, let it be Parshas Pinchas, not in any other year. Every other year, he agrees to Shmuel that it's from Parshas, it is from Kisisa. Again, the Gemara's Raya, this Tani Kavase, if it's beautiful, like the Pnei Yeshua, this fits very nice, because what does it say? What's the Raya to Shmuel? Resh Chodesh Adar, Shechodesh B'Shabbos, you read Kisisa. Resh Chodesh Adar, that's the whole place of the Machlekes. According to what Pnei Yeshua is saying, the whole situation of the Machlekes is, Dafka when Resh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbos, Dafka there was Rav saying, B'yetu the Karbon Lachmi, and Shmuel saying Kisisa, and the Brisa saying, feel like Shmuel. But in any other year, Rav agrees to Shmuel, that's Kisisa. So the Raya for the Brisa does fit, even according to Pnei Yeshua. Other Gemaras didn't fit necessarily as well. Okay, that is an interesting Pnei Yeshua. Just the general question is a question you can ask all of Shas, and his answer is a unique Chiddush over here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rish Chodesh Adar. Now when you get to the Gemara, the Gemara is going to discuss a few scenarios where we take out three Sifrei Torah. Gemara is going to quote two, we'll speak at two other ones. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rish Chodesh Adar, Shkodesh B'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. Mitzian Shalosh Teres Pekarman. We take out three Sifrei Torah and we read for them. Why do we take three Sifrei Torah? It's very simple because we're going to see there's three different places to lean from. And I'll circle the Tzibura. That's a simple idea. I'll circle the Tzibura. Otherwise, you can just roll the Sifrei Torah. And indeed, if you only have two, or certain places you only have one even, one Sifrei Torah, you'll have to roll the Sifrei Torah. So, which times do you have to take out three Sifrei Torah when you have them? Because you're laning three lanes, that's the main point. Rish Chodesh Adar, that falls on Shabbos, you take out three, Echa B'Yad HaShiyayim, one is the regular Parshas Shavua, V'Echa B'Shav Rish Chodesh, one is Shav Rish Chodesh, the laning of Rish Chodesh course, because it is Rish Chodesh Adar, V'Echa B'Chitis Sisa, and one is Parshas Shkolom, that's the three different Sifrei Torah. The Amar Rabbi Tzibra Nafcha, this happened just a month and a half ago. Roughly less. Rish Chodesh Tevis, Shechalis B'Shabbos. When Rish Chodesh Tevis falls on Shabbos, this just happened about 5 weeks ago. Mevin Shalosh Teres, because remember, you bring out three Sifrei Torah, and you read for them. Echad Ben Yonash Yehem, one again, Parshas Shavua. Ve'echad B'Resh Chodesh, one is, I think, if I remember correctly, it was Parshas Mikates, I think. One is the Resh Chodesh, you lay Resh Chodesh for another Torah. Ve'echad B'Chanukah, and you lay Chanukah for the third Sifrei Torah. I was actually at a place where it was more of a vacation town, and we made a separate minyan. The shul couldn't actually house us all. There's a group of people from Toronto that were in this place, and the shul couldn't house us, but the shul graciously offered to give us a Sefer Torah to make our own minyan, because they just didn't have room for Shabbos, and it was very tight. So we made it our own minyan. We only had one Sefer Torah. Now there's a very interesting shayla that comes up. There's a big shayla that comes up. We only have one Sefer Torah, so you have to roll. You have no choice? Okay, you have no choice. But when you're rolling, you go for Mikates, you roll, if the order is, like we're saying, Parshas Shavua, then Resh Chodesh, because Tadr Shein Tadr, and then Chanukah. Actually, I'm going to read inside quickly I'm reading from a Rekan of Sefer on Hilchos Chanukah, but it's really from the Mishnah Berurah, it's really from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Beis. It's pretty black and white, but I'll read it quickly inside. Shabbos Resh Chodesh Chanukah Mitzvah Gilas Sefer Torah V'Karan Shisha Ayilim Mikulp, six aliyas from the Parshas Shavua. You don't say Kaddish after Parshas Shavua, you finish the Parshas with six aliyas, don't say Kaddish, then you call up the seventh aliyah and you take on the second Sefer Torah, read from Rish Chodesh, and you say Kaddish, because now you finished your seven aliyahs, and then you call up the Maftir, and you read from the third Sefer Torah for Chanukah. If, listen to this, if you made a mistake, and you started reading from the second Sefer Torah, you took Chanukah, you read Parshas Nasai from the second Sefer Torah, so you actually stop in middle laning, and you roll a little bit, a big shout out first, right? You do that, L'Cheretz, you're being medallic during one aliyah, in medallic, in Yilinim, okay, you roll to that same Sefer Torah, to Rish Chodesh, make the new bracha, and you read Rish Chodesh first, because that's supposed to go first, and then you take out the third Sefer again, and you read Chanukah. But what if you finished reading Chanukah beginning to end, brachas first and end, you finished all brachas, then of course, you just take out the third Sefer Torah and read Rish Chodesh afterwards, you don't go back, you don't do anything different, you already did, the Parshas Shavua, you did Chanukah second by mistake, and then you do Rish Chodesh third, and the Haftarah, interesting enough, the Haftarah jumps back to the Haftarah of Chanukah. Not the Haftarah of what you most recently laned, which is typically the rule. You don't go to the Haftarah of what you most recently laned. Another reason why Chanukah is normally third, you do the Haftarah of Chanukah, even though a second, Al Kisum and Nisa, that's the Lach Lamaisa. Okay, so what do you do if you have one Sefer Torah? If you have one Sefer Torah, the problem is when you roll past Parshas Nosai, you're passing over the Chanukah laning, you're being Mavirin, on Chanukah laning to get to the to get to the laning for Rosh Chodesh, which is a Pinchas. Do you say that you don't roll over, skip up laning, and they have to do Chanukah first? Or do you say that, of course, Tadr V'Sheir Tadr, Rosh Chodesh is supposed to go first, plus you also want to have the Maftir, the Pesuk Nisa, the Haftarah of Chanukah? So we actually weren't sure. We weren't sure. So I believe we Mavar. What we did was we skipped. We rolled over. We went to Rosh Chodesh. I believe that is the proper Malach. I have to double check. He doesn't bring in the Sefer. I believe that is actually the proper Malach. I think it's a discussion of the Peskim what to do. I think it's a Machlekes what to do. But I believe we rule that you skip over and you roll to Rosh Chodesh. Either way, the laning of Haftarah is going to be, like we just saw in this Sefer Mekaner, the laning of the Haftarah is going to be Chanukah because of Pesuk Nisa. So whether you end up doing Chanukah second or Chanukah third, the Haftarah is still going to be Chanukah al Pesuk Nisa. But again, that's an interesting question that comes up when one has three Sefer Torah. That's why it's preferable to at least have two Sefer Torah, preferable at least have two, to avoid that issue of rolling over Nasai to get to Rosh Chodesh. Now, what are the other 2 days a year where we take a three Sefer Torah? We have two. Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman quoted two days. He quoted, some actually say, the Mar's didn't even reference that he didn't actually quote both. He quoted one, and we infer one for the other. So Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have three, because you have Shkalim in addition to Rosh Chodesh, in addition to Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Tevis, you have Chanukah, and this is Shabbos. What are the other 2 days? So one of them is, people don't think of it, but it's fairly obvious, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we take out Parshas, Sefer Torah, Sefer Bracha. We take another Sefer Torah, it's very long rolling, if you don't do this, for Bereishis. And of course, we have in between, we have the Maftir of Shmini Atzeres, in between, that's a third day. And the fourth is when we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's funny, this wasn't spoken out clearly over here by Yitzchak Nafka. Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos. You have Parshas Chodesh that day. You have Rosh Chodesh, and you also have the Parshas Shavuah. That's the other case we have three Sefer Torah on the same day. So there's really four situations where we have three Sefer Torah been taken out on the same day. Okay. Zakti Gemar Vayter. Utzricha. Why do we need to speak out both these dinim of Yitzchak Nafka, Itmar Bahav? Because if you tell me that the case of Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on Shabbos, I say Bekam Rav Yitzchak Avul Bahav Kerav Sfile. I would say Davka Mechanika Rosh Chodesh and laning of the Parsha, three totally separate lanings, you need three separate Torah. But maybe the Gabe Shkalim falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Maybe over there, go like Rav and say that the same parasha works for both. The parasha Shkolim is covered in Achmi. The parasha Shkolim in Achmi works for Shkolim and for Shkodesh. Uvi Shek Tere Sagi be sufficient to have two Sifat Torah. Kamash Malan. Lame Havlai Blay. Ha. So Taka, just say the case of Shkodesh Adar. Don't say Shkodesh Tevis. We just referenced a minute ago. Chad Mekal Chavert Edmer. Taka, could be Rosh Hashanah only said the case of Shkodesh Adar that he take a three Sifat Torah, and the dinner of Shkodesh Tevis three Sifat Torah, he never mentioned. Similar to what we just pointed out, he didn't mention the case of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Similar, maybe he didn't mention Tevis either, and the Gemara just spelled it out from what he said. It was understood that the same thing would apply to Tevis, and we're extrapolating, same thing would apply to Parshas Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chalais B'chol. When Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out during the week, so this is during the week of Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out during a weekday, it's like covered plus Rosh Chodesh. So the Shal is very simple. How do we make, what's the Iker laning and what's the secondary laning? We have Chanukah lane and we have Rosh Chodesh lane. So what's the Iker laning and what's the secondary laning? Question one. Question two is, well, point number two of this is that we know Rosh Chodesh gets four aliyahs. Chanukah gets three aliyahs. So how do we break up aliyahs? Says the Gemara. Amar Bitzak, which says, Karu, Klasa, Rosh Chodesh. Some actually have the gears of Yitzchak Nafcha, which makes sense because he seems to be very, Yitzchak Nafcha is very involved in these sugyas over here. So the next part is going to say black and white. It's going to call him Ritzin Afra black and white. So they stick in the gears here. Amar Ritzin Afra. Kar Tlas Mesh Chaydish. We first have three aliyahs from Mesh Chaydish, the Chad Machanaka. And then the fourth aliyah is Chanaka. Dimi, Dim Chayfa Amar. Kar Tlas Machanaka. No, first we have three aliyahs from Chanaka, the Chad Mesh Chaydish. And then you read one aliyah of Mesh Chaydish. Amar Rabbani Kamasa Ritzin Afra Mesavra. Rabbani says, Mesavra the first way, like Ritzin Afra, that three first from Mesh Chaydish and then one from Chanaka. Why? Famous Klal, Tad Vashay and Tad Kaydim. When you have the more common, less common, the more common takes precedence, and therefore Mesh Chaydish would take precedence. Rosh Chodesh, of course, is 12 days a year. Sometimes you have double Rosh Chodesh, but 12 days a year. Chanukah is 8 days a year. Says Amar above. Oh, that goes with just total numbers. There's more days Rosh Chodesh than Chanukah. Then they also have the idea of Tadir is supposed to be more of a consistency as opposed to being one day. It's one group of 8 days a year, and this is once a month. Okay. Says Amar Bavin, Kavasir Avdimi Mistavra, Adrabas Mistavlak Avdimi, Mi Garmel Vishavik. Because what's causing there to be a fourth Aliyah Rosh Chodesh? Hilgavir Rosh Chodesh by the Mikri. It makes sense that Rosh Chodesh should be the fourth Aliyah, because what's causing the fourth Aliyah Rosh Chodesh? It would make sense, interesting Svara, it makes sense that the first three should be Chanukah and the fourth should be Rosh Chodesh, because that's what causes the Rish Chodesh to be named B'chal. Ma'avila, what's the P'sak? Rav Yisrael Amar, E'mashkichim Rish Chodesh. We're not concerning ourselves with Rish Chodesh, meaning we keep the main reading to be Chanukah, so the first Aliyah is Chanukah, and then the fourth Aliyah is Rish Chodesh, Rabba Amar, E'mashkichim B'chanukah, Ad Rabba, we're not mashkichim B'chanukah, meaning the main reading is Rish Chodesh, and that comes first, and Chanukah is the fourth Aliyah, and that's Takah V'ilchazah, V'ilchazah, E'mashkichim B'chanukah, that's Halacha. The Emeshkich Mechanica means we don't focus on Chanukah, so to speak, for Shchedesh Ikkus. You learn the first Aliyah for Shchedesh, and then the fourth Aliyah, you learn as Chanukah, that's Taka the Halacha. The place we discuss Machlaikis, Ramah, and the Taz, what happens if one makes a mistake, exactly what one should do. But the basic ideas, we do Be'ikar, we learn three Aliyahs of Chanukah, one Aliyah of Shchedesh. The place we discuss if one ultimately took out one Sefer Torah and read four Aliyahs of Chanukah and then finished up the Aliyahs and didn't read Shchedesh at all. It's fine. It's also Yaitza. The issue becomes specifically if you took out two Sefer Torah and then did all the Aliyahs from one or the other, Shchedesh or from Chanukah, and you didn't even use out the Sefer Torah, then we'll actually add a fifth Aliyah, even though we had earlier in this Masechta. We don't do extra Aliyahs during the week. You don't do more than, let's say, Shchedesh, you do four, not five, because at least Pitta Malach, at least other issues, over there, it's Kapkam, Sefer Torah, we would add another Aliyah and lean from the other Sefer Torah that was taken out. Itmar. Chalis Ba'at Vitzavah. What if Shkolim fell out on the parasha of Atzavah, which is, of course, the Shabbos right before Kisisa. So the Parsha Shkolim fell out by Parsha's Batzava. So you can lane Parsha Tzava and then go right into Kisisa, which is really the subsequent laning. The problem with that is it can have an appearance that you're not laning Shkolim, you're just not stopping at the end of the Tzava, you're just continuing the Parsha. Amar Bitzin Afcha, again we see he's very, very popular in the Sugya of Bitzin Afcha. Koshitim Bat Tzava, you talk and read six Aliyahs. From Va'at Tzava Ad Kisisa. You do six Aliyahs from Va'at Tzava till Kisisa. V'chad Mekisisa V'ad Vasisa. And then you lay one Aliyah. Your seventh Aliyah is from Kisisa until Vasisa. Meaning Vasisa, the end of the Vasisa Kirnachishas. That's Shani, second Aliyah in Kisisa. So you make the seventh Aliyah, Taka the Aliyah of Shkolim. Amar Abaye. Abaye is going to say, Amar Yektumi Hudumakhtim Hasam. People are going to say, you just ended up reading Ukmi. I'm sorry, not Ukmi. Ukmi, who do Ukmi Asam. They're just going to say, "Oh, we thought Vatat Tzava ends by Parshas Kisisa. Doesn't. It goes all the way to Sheni of Kisisa. What we thought was the next expansion was ready this expansion. They're not going to realize anything unique to Shkolim. Elam Rabaye Karoshita Vatat Tzava Vatat Kisisa. You tackle in six Aliyahs that take you from beginning Vatat Tzava through Sheni of Kisisa, the Parsha of Shkolim. V'chad Tani V'kari Kisisa V'kisisa. Then you repeat the seventh Aliyah. Repeats the last psukim, the psukim that you read from Kisisa, the psukim of Shkolim. That's a way to make sure that we have the it's nikkur, it's noticeable that you're leaning Parsha Shkolim. Meisvei, Esamar Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Chalis Parsha Smukala. If Shkolim fell out on the Parsha Hasmukala, whether it's before this, after we quoted this price before, cut yourself a kaiflin. So what do? You read the Shkolim, and then you repeat it. So according to Abaye, it's exactly what you do. Bishul Abaye, that's what we're doing. We're reading it and we're repeating it. At this point, the Gemara assumes to me, Chalias Parsha Smukhla means that's exactly our case, that the Vatat Tzava was the same, was the week of the, was the Parsha Shavua when Shkolim fell out. That's Parsha Smukhla. And we're saying, you read it and repeat it, which is what Abaye says. Eli Bitzin Afrikash, when Afrika said, no, do six Aliyahs for Vatat Tzava, and the seventh Aliyah will be in Kisisa, and that'll be noticeably enough to be Shkolim. So according to Mitzvah Nafka, what does it mean when the Bryce says, Kairiness of a Kaiflin, you're not repeating it. Mitzvah Nafka Kasha. Amach Mitzvah Nafka, so he has a bomb taina. The Bryce doesn't read the way you're reading it. Labai Minicha. Tenech Lefanel, Lacharea. The Brisa said, if it's Chaliyah to be the Parsha Smukla, Beim Milfaneh, Beim Milacharea. Milfaneh is great. Atat Tzava fits like a bay, like a glove. You read through the Parsha of Atat Tzava through the first Aliyah of Kisisa, and then you repeat that first Aliyah of Kisisa for Shkolim. That fits very well. What's Milacharea? Milacharea means it fell out from the Parsha of Vayakel. So what are you repeating? Read Vayakel and then go back and read Kisisa. What's the repetition? What's going on over here? So according to Abaye, the Brisa makes no sense anyway. Elo, how are you going to read the Brisa? Ma'as Lameimer, Kaifla B'Shabbos. It's not the same Shabbos. What we mean is as follows. Let's say you lay in Parsha Shkolim on the week of Vatat Tzava, like the case we had earlier in the daf. So you lay in Parsha Shkolim that week, so you lay in Kisisa. The next Shabbos is Kisisa. What do you do? Bezer says, you repeat it. You don't start from Shani. You repeat that paragraph. And similarly, let's say Parsha Shkolim falls out the week after Parsha Kisisa. You just lay in Kisisa last Shabbos. You're going to lane Vayakel, and you know what you do? Kaifla. You repeat the kisisa of last week. The kaifla means the repetition of what was lane the week before, not talking about the same Shabbos. It's a totally different case. Sedemar Elamais Kamemar, Acharea certainly means kaifla b'Shabbosis. You're repeating it two Shabbosis in a row. That's what it means in the context of Acharea, Hacharami. So, B'fanei also means kaifla b'Shabbosis, two separate Shabbosis, not our case that Abaya and Rav Yitzchak Nachman argue on. It's talking about a case where Atzasava was the week prior. Cholios. The Kisisa Atzma. Ask the Gemara, what happens if Shkolim falls out on the week of Kisisa? Again, that never happens without calendar. But what if Kisisa is the Shabbos of Shkolim? Amar Bitsanafka, Karashitim, and Vitsisa, unbelievable psak. Rav Yitzchak again rules, and he says, you start from Shani, from Vasisa Kinachashis. You start from, I think it's Shani, Karashit, you read six aliyas, Min Vasisa Ad Vayakel, till the end of the Parsha. And then you go back, you read Mamash out of order. Vichad Karim Kisisa Ad Vasisa, you go back to Kisisa till Vasisa for Parsha Shkolim at the end of laning to, you're not going to read it twice, you just go back to the beginning of the Parsha and laning to get the Shkolim to be at the end of the laning. Masla Abaya, Lamafreyu Dekari, you read, Pasha Ami, people are going to say Lamafreyu Dekari. You're reading the Torah out of order, which is what we were incredulous about. People are going to be bothered that the Torah is being read out of order. That can't be. You're talking about six aliyas from the beginning of Kisisa till Vayakel. Read the whole parsha six aliyas. V'chad tani v'kari mekisisa avesis. And then one person goes back and he reads. One person goes back and reads the beginning of Kisisa again. Tani kavas to Abaye. We have a raya to Abaye. Cholis kisisa atzma. Kisisa atzma is the day of Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim falls out by parsha Kisisa. Kariness of a kaifedesa. You read it and you repeat it. Again, so you read the whole parsha through, and then go back and repeat the beginning. That's exactly like Abaya says. There is a Nebu Kesef who asks, why not lane seven aliyas? Sorry, this is going on the Gemara prior. I should have asked this earlier. When the parsha is about the Tetzaveh, why are we busy with trying to figure out what to do with Kisisa? Because it automatically follows Tetzaveh. Read seven full aliyas in Tetzaveh, which is what we normally do, read seven aliyahs, and then read Shkolim as the eighth aliyah. And by virtue of the fact that you already had seven aliyahs in Tetzaveh, wouldn't that be an indication that what you're laning is the eighth aliyah, the special for Shkolim? And people aren't going to say, oh, you just continue laning Vat Tetzaveh and it goes all the way to the Pasuk of Vasisa in Kisisa. Rather, the laning was finished with seven aliyahs, and you're laning actually for Shkolim, which is really what we're doing. Why wouldn't that be obvious? Answer the Mekeres of Lechera Pasha Teretz. We know, what did we say earlier in the Masechta? That on Shabbos you have seven aliyahs, but if you want to, you can be Meisiv, you can do Esafas. Bar Mitzvahs, Afrav, Simchas, Shev Brachas, we often have Esafas. So it's not going to be Nikker by simply adding an Aliyah that was, Vat Tetzaveh was the laning, and Kisisa is actually Shkolim. Therefore, says the Mekesiv, that Eitzah wouldn't help. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Cholias Pesach Shabbos, Mektim, the Shabbos, Shabbos. We said for Shkodesh Adar falls out during the week. So Shkolim goes back, Parsha Shkolim is read on the Shabbos prior, and then we said the next Shabbos is a break, and then you continue on with Parsha Zachar, the following Shabbos. Itzbar. Here's a unique case. Another machlekes Rav Shmuel. We already have one that we started off with today, and that was a machlekes. What is Parsha Shkolim? Is it Kisisa or is it Karbani Lachmi and Pinchas? That's machlekes number one. Here's machlekes number two. We're going to have two more today. Here's number two. Rosh Chodesh Ad Shcholias Erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Ad falls down Shabbos. Rabbi Martim Rav says you go back to the Shabbos prior. If it falls out during the week, you go back to the Shabbos prior, including Friday. Shmuel Amar Machren. Once Rosh Chodesh Ad is already on Friday, just lane Shkolim the next day. Lane Shkolim the next day on Shabbos, the next day. Rav Amar Timin, you go back earlier than King, Pasu Yabish Shulchanas. Rav says you gotta go back earlier because you need to have two full weeks of laning Parsha Shkolim prior to the tables, the Shulchanas that came out in the middle of the month of Adar, the Shulchanas, the tables, the money changers, to be collecting the Shkolim came out in the middle of the month. So you need two full weeks notice, and therefore Friday won't give you two full weeks. And therefore, if for Shchodesh, let me say better, is on Friday, and you're only laning the next day on Shabbos, you're not going to be down to 13 days. You won't have two full weeks. And if you go back to the prior Shabbos, that's what Rav says, which is understandable. Shmuel's going to answer, Shmuel Amar Achrin, Amar Lechel explain, Seif Sef Chamisim Al Shabbat to Mikli, what's going to happen? Do the math. If Rosh Chodesh fell on Friday, that means the 15th is when they set up the tables, will also fall on Friday. They don't set up tables on Friday. They're only going to set up the tables for Sunday because they're not going to start setting up the money changing tables for Shkolim on a Friday. And therefore, anyway, that gets pushed to Sunday too. So we have no problem laning the Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos. Hilchos Machron, we lane the Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos the day after Rosh Chodesh Friday and not the Shabbos before. The Gemara now wants to bring rayas from, let's say, our Mishnah and other places. Tana, we learned in our Mishnah. Cholias Pesach Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week. doesn't say a word about which day of the week. It just says middle of the week. It sounds like it includes Friday. Makdim Shabbos, you go back to Parashas Shabbos. Mafsik Shabbos Cheres. The next Shabbos has a break, and the Shabbos after we said it has Parashas Zachar. My love view of Shabbos, the stummiest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't specify. Isn't it clear that it means even if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Erev Shabbos, you still go back to the prior Shabbos like Rav, a riot to Rav, a kasha Shmuel Loi Pesach Shabbos Afka means literally the lashon of the Mishnah was in middle of the week, and the middle of the week means the middle of the week to exclusion of Friday, which is the end of the week, and that taka would be delayed like Shmuel. Tashema, next raya, eighth of Shabbos Roshayna, what is the first week of the Dalet Parshas? Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Leith Pesecha, if Rosh Chodesh fell out, the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in, that's the week that is called the week of the first Parsha, Parsha Shkolim. Va'afil of Erev Shabbos, pretty clear, even Erev Shabbos, even when Rosh Chodesh falls out of Shabbos, the Shabbos prior, it sounds like, is when you lay, which is again a riot to Rav. My love, if you have Shabbos in the Seicha, the simple reading of the Brisa is that even when Erev Shabbos falls out, even when Rosh Chodesh falls out of Shabbos, you do it like as if Rosh Chodesh fell out the rest of the week, namely, Matech Makdim, just like during the week, you read Parashat Shkolim earlier on Shabbos, the prior Shabbos, after Erev Shabbos Makdim, and you go back to the prior Shabbos, even on Friday, and it's right to Rav, Amar Shmuel, so he's going to tweak the words, the Brisa a little bit. Don't say Vafilu Be'Erev Shabbos, rather say Vafilu Ba. Don't say Vafilu Be'Erev Shabbos, say Vafilu Ba. Ba. And Taka, they tore the Brisa and that Beis Medrash Shmuel, so it's not stopping to tweak the Brisa because of Akasha. That's how they learned the Brisa. The Girsa was Ba, which means, very simple, that when the week that Rosh Chodesh falls out in that week, you lay in Shkolim the Shabbos before. That means during the week in general, not Friday. And I said that Brisa, Afilu Erev Shabbos, don't read Afilu Erev Shabbos, Afilu Ba. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Afilu Ba, you read the Parshkolim on that day, on Shabbos, which is what we said till now, that everyone agreed to. So therefore, we have no kasha on Shmuel. Kitanoi. This Machlek is Rav Shmuel, whether you go back from Friday to the prior Shabbos, like Rav, or you read the next day, Shmuel, is Machlek Tanoim, actually. Masagim Shabbos, we alternate the Shabbos by the Parshas, meaning we do it in a way that there's no break between Shkolim and Zachar. I said it opposite. Masagim Shabbos means we lay in the first two parashas that there is a Shabbos in between where there's nothing. So you have Parsha Shkolim, a break, and then you have Parsha Zachar. That's Tiver B'Yudanasi. Rishim Elazar Eimer, Eimasargin, you always have Parsha Shkolim, followed by Parsha Zachar, there's no break in between. And Rishim Elazar elaborates, he gives me the right to Shmuel. I'm Rishim Elazar, Eimasargin, when do I say Eimasargin? When do I say there's no break in between? Dafka b'zman shecholis b'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls b'erev Shabbos. So what are you doing? You're laying Parshas Shkolim. You're laying the Parsha Shkolim the next day on ready Bay's Adar. So the next week you lay Parsha Zachar, so you talk, you have no break in between. But if, and that's clearly like Shmuel, that you're laying the day after Friday. But if it wasn't during the week, then he's masking that you lay Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, in which case, even though it's still Shvat, obviously that Shabbos, you still lay Parshas Shkolim in the last Shabbos of Shvat, and then the first Shabbos of Adar would be a break, and the second Shabbos of Adar would be Parsha Zachar. So he says, I agree in that case that there is a break. Point is very clearly that Rav Shimon Elazar is going to Shmuel that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, we lay in the next day Parsha Shkolim, not the Shabbos before. So that's what Machlokes the Brisa says. Rav Yonasi obviously would fit very well, like Rav. Says, we send the Mishnah, B'Shniyah Zachar, the second of the Parshas that we lay in is Parsha Zachar, Itmar. Purim Shachalis Parv Shabbos. What if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos? Rav Amar Bakhtim and Parsha Zachar. Rav says, you do Parsha Zachar again the Shabbos before. Right? So if Purim falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, that means you're laying on the 8th day of the month, 6 days earlier, you're laying Parsha Zachar. Ushmul Amar again, the same type of idea, Machrin. If Purim falls out on a Friday, we lay Parsha Zachar the next day on Shabbos. Rav Makdimin can't call it Tiktim Asil Zechira. Rav says you go back early to Shabbos prior because we want to have the Zechiras Amalek on Shabbos followed by the Asiyah. We want to know, have the Asiyah, the celebration and the remembering of the story of Haman, who was the descendant, of course, of Amalek. We want to have that after we already read the Parsha of Zechiras Amalek, the prior Shabbos. Shmuel Amachar Shmuel says no. Even when Purim falls on Friday, we lay the next day on Shabbos, the next day, Amalek Kiva, the Ikka Makaf, the Avdi Masar, the 15th is Shushan Purim. That's the day that the world cities observe Purim. So that's considered as if it's still doing, even though we already did the celebration, laning of Purim, all on Friday. For us, we still consider to be celebrating, even for us, we consider to be celebrating Purim on Shabbos as well, and therefore we have the Schir of Amalek and Asiyah on the same day. Tanan. We have again a raya, a raya from our Mishnah, to this discussion. B'Shniyah Zachar, we said in the Mishnah, the second Shabbos, we read Parsha Zachar. when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, which was the first case of the Mishnah, where Shkolim was on Rosh Chodesh, Mikla Purim Erev Shabbos. That's actually the case where Purim falls out Erev Shabbos. Uktani B'Shia Zachar. And the Mishnah said that on the second Shabbos, Yulein Zachar, which is the eighth day of the month of Adar, which is exactly like Rav, not like Shmuel, they wait till the 15th, the day after Purim, to lay in Parsha Zachar. My Shtiya Shtiya Lev Saka. Rav Papa's going to say, you know what Shtiya means? Shtiya means the second Shabbos from the break. Second Shabbos from counting from the break. It means after the break, the second Shabbos is when you lay in it, so you tackle it on the 15th. That's what we'll have to answer for Shmuel. Tashmas being another Raya. Eze Shabbos Shtiya. What is the second week for the Dal Parshas? Kol Shechal Purim, the week of Purim, the week that Purim falls out, the Shabbos before, you read Parsha Zachar. Va'afil Erev Shabbos, this is black and white. Even when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you lay in Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before, that's a right to Rav Nachman Shmuel. My lab, Rav Shabbos, in the Secha, are we comparing Rav Shabbos the rest of the week, my Secha, the rest of the week, when Purim falls out, Makdimin, you read Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before. Af Erev Shabbos, Makdimin, so to Erev Shabbos, we read Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before, Amar Shmuel, no. But, same answer as we had when we had the Shachar Tachar, Legabe Shkolim. He doesn't have the Girsa Afilu B'Shabbos, he'll have the Girsa of Afilu Ba, when it falls out on Shabbos itself, Chetan Abay Shmuel, Ba. What he's saying is that when it falls out on Shabbos itself, you will still lane, you will lane. Meaning when Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, so the way we're touching really would mean on it falls out on the Friday, we would lay Shabbos on that day. Chaliyos b'Shabbos atzmo. What if Purim falls out on Shabbos? Amar Rav Huna l'divrei kol imakdimin. According to everyone, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you're not makdim it to the prior Shabbos. Rather, you read it on Shabbos of Purim. That is Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Amar no. Adayin Machlekes. Still telling the Machlekes whether you go back to the prior Shabbos or not. According to Rav, you still go back to the prior Shabbos. It's Barnami, Amar Bechir Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Purim Shchalais B'Shabbos, Makdim Makar B'Shabbos Avar Zachar. When Purim falls on Shabbos, you tack a read the Parsha Zachar on the Shabbos a week earlier. A week earlier, you don't save it for the Shabbos of Purim itself. Fine. The third parasha is, now we pointed out before, but yesterday, Shkalim is certainly Darabanan. The reading of Parsha Shkalim is Darabanan. The reading of Parsha Zachar, we said, is Parsha Daraisa. The reading of Parshas Para is a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Yesh Aimer that Para also is Daraisa. Tarabanan. The third parsha is by Paraduma Tarabanan. Ezi Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third parsha? The third week of reading. Koshes Buchel Purim Achareya. The Shabbos right after Purim. The Shabbos right after Purim is when we lay Parshas Para. Itmar Rechamar Chinina Amar Shabbos Buchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says no. The parsha of Para is whenever parsha is close to Nisan, which is not necessarily a parsha of the Shabbos right after Purim. So sounds like he's arguing the brayso. Gemara says, "Play pliki, there's no machlekes here." Ha'adik l'shchadish nisa b'Shabbos, ha'adik b'pemsa Shabbos. When Rishchadish nisa falls out on Shabbos, and you're gonna lay parsha l'chadish on Rishchadish nisa, so then taka the Shabbos before that is when we lay parsha's para, and the taka break. The Shabbos before that is the break of Shabbos between Purim and Parshas Chodesh. You have Purim middle of the week, you have a Shabbos of nothing, and then the following Shabbos is Parah, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, afterwards is Chodesh. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, so you lay Parshas Chodesh a few days before, you lay Parshas Chodesh a few days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the last Shabbos in Adar, we're laying Parshas Chodesh, and therefore the Shabbos before that is Parah, which automatically will be the Shabbos after Purim, because even if Purim falls out on a Friday Shabbos, the next Shabbos will be immediately following Purim. The next Shabbos will be Parshas Parah, and then the next Shabbos will have to be Parshas HaChodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh falls out shortly after that Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara Brevius, HaChodesh HaLechem, and the fourth and final Parshas, that Parshas is HaChodesh HaLechem, Tarabanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shecholis B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Karen Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, this is a longer Brisa, which we've quoted parts of it throughout, and now we quote the whole thing in its entirety. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on Shabbos, Karen Kisisa, we meet for the Parsha Shkolim, this goes like, we pass like Shmuel. This obviously predates Machlokes Rav Shmuel, it's a Brisa, but this goes like Shmuel Shita, the Elaine, Parsha Shkolim from Kisisa. Maftir me yada, and the maftir is yada. Beis Shabbos Hashanah. What's called Shabbos Hashanah? Called Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Pesecha. The first Shabbos is whichever Shabbos has, whichever week has Rosh Chodesh Adar in it, that within the week that follows, the prior Shabbos is the week of Shkolim. Afilu Be'ev Shabbos, even if it falls out on Friday, again, the simple reading is not Afilu Ba, Afilu Be'ev Shabbos, which goes, that goes like Rav actually, Afilu Be'ev Shabbos, that you, even if it falls out on Friday, Shkodesh, you go back to the prior Shabbos for laning Shkolim. B'Shniyah, the second parasha is Zachar, Maftir Pekati, B'Zachar, the after is Pekati, by the Muhammad of Melch Shal, Ve'ezi Shabbos Shniyah, what is that second week? Kol Shechol Purim is Pesecha. The Shabbos Shniyah is, whatever Shabbos the Purim follows that week, the Shabbos prior is when we lay Parsha Zachar, Vafilu Be'ev Shabbos, even if Purim falls out on Friday, again like Rav, you go back to the prior Shabbos, lay Parsha Zachar, Parshish Parah Duma, Maftir Mizrak Lechem, the third parasha of the Dal Parsha is Parsha Parah, and the Maftir, the Aftirah, is Pesach Lechem. The Ezer Shabbos Shlishi, what Shabbos Shlishi is the third parasha. What's the Shabbos of the third week? Kosh Mukhla Purim Echrea. The week immediately following Purim, that's the price we just quoted before. That's the Shabbos right after Purim, which we said doesn't always fall out that way. Revius Hachodesh Zeh, and the fourth one is Chodesh Zeh. Maftirin Koyim Hashem Elikim Berishon Beechad Lachodesh. That is the fourth parasha, namely the parasha of parshas Hachodesh. The Ezer Shabbos Revius. When the Shabbos Revius happens, base fall out. Kosh Chodesh Rishchad Nisim Lias Pesachah. Vafil Reb Shabbos. Any week that Rishchadish Nisim follows in that week, Sunday even through Friday, the Shabbos prior is Parshas Achodesh. Very interesting. Rashi, top Rashi on the page. If you look at the fourth wide line, fourth line of Rashi, Rashi brings Simin Maseiras Hafsakas Parshas. The Simin of the Maseirah, of the breakup of the Parshas, is Zatu Bu Dad Ubivu. Now, what does that mean? Very, very straightforward. Pirish, and this is actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Simin to remember. Pirish Zatu in Barish Chodesh Adar B'Shabbos Zayin Zatu. The Zayin of Zatu is Shabbos. Zayin, of course, 7th day of the week. If Rish Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, when's the Hefsek? When's going to be the Shabbos? So you lay, of course, Shkolim that Shabbos. You lay per the next Shabbos. Which Shabbos is going to be the break? Tesvav Adar. The Shabbos that falls on Mamadar would have the break. That's in that case, and that's the only break. If Rish Chodesh Adar falls out, Bu Beizvav falls out. If Rish Chodesh Adar falls out on a Monday. So which Shabbos gets the break? The Yulein Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's the end of Tevis. The first Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, namely Vav Adar, that will have the break, and if that, they don't have a break. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Wednesday, Dalet, then again, Yulein Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before, so that fourth day of the month, which is Shabbos, Dalet, that's Dad, will have the break. Ubivu, that's an interesting one. Ubivu is three, there's three over there. Vav, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh falls on a Friday, again, we pass like Rav, that you go and you lay Shkolim the Shabbos before. So the next day, Shabbos Chodesh, following Rosh Chodesh, will have a break. And guess what? The Yud Vav, which is Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos falls out 2 weeks later, will also have a break. In that schedule, you'll have Shkolim in the end of Tevis. You'll have a break. The day after Rosh Chodesh Adar will be a break that Shabbos. You'll have the next Shabbos, you'll have Parshas Zachar. The next Shabbos will again be a break, and then you'll have Parah followed by Chodesh. That's the schedule of the break of the which Shabbos has the Hefzik. Zatu, Bivu, Dad, Ubivu. Let's see a couple more lines. Again, we're not going to necessarily be exact up to date, but that's with by design, because we have only Amud Aleph on Thursday. But Chamishas, Chayisun, the Chesidron. On the fifth Shabbos, we go back to the regular order. We referenced the Machlokes earlier, so now the Mar just spells it out for us. Let's say to the mic, what do you mean the regular order? You go back to the Parsha Shavua, meaning till now you were breaking from the regular Parsha Shavua. That was part of what we broke from. No. Let's say the Haftaris, you go back to Haftaris. Abad, you're always leading Parsha Shavua. You're just going back to the Haftaris. Amar Bai Kavasar, Ami, Stavis, Psafa Kav, Ami. Then you go back to the Parsha Shavua, the time goes on to our Mishnah. Lakom of Sikh, we look to the end of our Mishnah. You disrupt the regular laning for the special Yom Tov, the special days, such as the Rosh Chodeshim. So let's say it's Rosh Chodesh on a Monday. You don't lean that Monday's laning. You go to Rosh Chodesh laning. The Chanukah for Chanukah, the Purim for Purim, the Tanias for Tanias, the Mamadus for Yom Kippurim. So now, Bishul Mandama say the Parshas with Chazer. According to Mandama, that you're stopping the regular laning of the weekly Parshas and you're going back to the for these unique lanings and go back to the weekly Parsha now. How do you think of Parsha Chayil? That's what it means. You have a Parsha during the week. What Parsha do you have during the week? Whatever the weekly Parsha was, that's what you have during the week. And you're disrupting that for these days. Elamand Amar, the Seidav Tarus Chayzer, according to that was like Rami. But if you go according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, I said Rami Rasi, I made a mistake. It's Rabbi Yirmiyah. If you go to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said you only were changing, this is what we do, by the way, the Aftairis, the Maftir is the Aftairis, but the regular laning you stuck to, so what after do you have during the week? After B'chalmika, what after do you have during the week? Tamar says, you're right. V'idach Rabbi Yirmiyah will answer, how could he suck at this? So you're right. On Shabbos, we maintain the regular schedule of Parshas Shavua, and you only were changing the Aftairis for these four special buses. During the week, you taka only have regular laning, and over there it means you push away the regular laning for these special days. But on Shabbos, you're not pushing away the regular laning, you're only adding to the regular laning, you're only changing the Aftairis. So don't bother me. It's not the change you do on Shabbos is taka different than the change you do during the week, not a raya. Says Gemara of Tanya Slumli of Saka. On fast days, why do you have to interrupt the Torah laning? Likubitzafra, on fast days, you lay Beshachar Samay Mincha. So Likubitzafra, Ben Yonadema, laying in the morning, the regular Shabbos Parshas Shavua with a mincha tanisa and laying by the Shabbos mincha laying. I'm sorry, by the mincha of a fast. That's when you should lay the idea of the tainus. Maseir Avuna, the Marfuna Betzafra Kinuf. We have this in the Maseir Tainus. This is the right Avuna that says at the Ikur gathering, the assembly was on the fast. It was in the morning, and therefore it makes sense to have the fast day laning be in the morning. Hey, Chavdin. So what time do you do on these fast days? Amar Baye Betzafra Lepaga. How do we schedule our days? This is Mamash Chazor, where we had in Tainus. From the morning to the middle of the day, we go over the town affairs. We go over the dealings, make sure people are dealing honestly with each other. For the half of the day, midway from Chatzos, for the next quarter of the day till the three quarters of the day, what do we do? Karinim umaftir. We read from the Pesukim, the Torah, and we do the maftir. It seems like a long time for that. Okay. And the last quarter of the day, that's when we daf Rachman Hashem, Revi Kibbutz Yafet Teres Hashem, Elikayim, Revi Yisayim, Revi Yisayim, Esfad Mishachemim. So they called out from the Torah one quarter of the day, another quarter of the day, they cried out to Hashem in davening. That's what we do with the second half of the day. Ask the Gemara of Epechana, why don't I do it in the opposite order? We actually catch up a bit. Let's talk about the Siv, Veili Yisafu Kol Chadre, Kol Chared B'divri Elikay Yisrael, Al Mal Agayla V'niyeshim Mishayim Ad L'mechzerev. We maybe do the other way, maybe do the laning and the davening on the first half of the day, and do the town affairs on the second half of the day, says the Gemara, because first it discusses going over the averus of the people, and only afterwards, and only after discuss getting up from the fast in the afternoon to go and daven. So it makes sense that they're dealing with the town affairs, making sure that they're trying to limit what averus, scrutinizing their deeds to see what averus they're doing wrong. Only afterwards they do the laning and the davening. The first mass that the Achorinim and Tainis ask, what's the Mars Havmin if it's the opposite? It makes you're going to daven for kapar, for forgiveness, and you're going to daven for salvation while you still haven't scrutinized the Maisik in the Tshuva yet. So why would I think it's the opposite? It's Tevil B'Sharat B'Yadei is the Lashon of the Achorinim there. The Achorinim answer in Tainis, right, we have this Chakvataya, that we find such a concept by Ninveh where they didn't necessarily scrutinize their Maisik. The first they threw themselves into Tshuva, into davening, and they admitted guilt. Then they said, okay, now we'll figure out how to fix it. But as long as the davening comes with an admission of guilt and a Kabbalah to fix it, even if you didn't actually scrutinize what it is, that's not called Tevashat Yodin. That could work. Lamai is going to do that because the Psukim, but that could have been the order as well. We'll pause here.